Thank you for downloading me and queuing me up. I'm Finn J.D. John, bringing you another daily episode of the Offbeat Oregon History Podcast, which every weekday brings you another story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History syndicated newspaper column. Full details are at offbeatoregon.com. Check it out. But first, sit back and relax, and let me tell you the story of Marie Dorion. Of who? Marie Dorion. You know, Sacagawea got a lot more press, but Marie Dorion's story is more dramatic and I would argue it's more influential. She's a Native American woman who was closely connected with the history of the state of Oregon. I'll tell you all about it in today's column, which was first published in the newspapers on October 29th, 2009, under the headline, Native American Woman Played Big Role in Oregon's Story. Here it goes. Ask most people who the most important Native American woman involved with the colonization of the West was, and you'll likely get an instant reply. Sacagawea. Sacagawea was vital to the Lewis and Clark expedition, it's true, and she had a picturesque name and a fetching portrait on that ill-starred brass $1 coin that came out several years ago. But another Native American woman with a much more mundane name of Marie Dorion had a much greater impact on Oregon and a livelier story to boot. Actually, I shouldn't say a much greater impact on Oregon. She had a great impact on Oregon, but we may never actually know what the impact of Sacagawea on Oregon was, because Lewis and Clark probably wouldn't have made it out here if she hadn't been with them. It's always such a bad idea to do comparative what-ifs in history. Moving right along, Dorion was married to a man named Pierre, whose extraordinary skills as a scout were matched up with an extreme and violent temper. He's reputed to have once nearly scalped his own father in a bar fight. When Pierre was hired at St. Louis to guide the Astor Party to Oregon in 1811, he was given a $200 advance. Well, homeward he went to tell his wife all about it and all about his plan to make even more money. He'd simply pocket the $200 and then slip off quietly in the dead of night and go to work for somebody else, doubling his money. Before he got home, though, there was $200 in his pocket after all, so he stopped off at some watering hole to celebrate first. When he got home, happy and boozily excited about this scheme, he met a buzz-harshing welcome from his wife. "Absolutely not," she told him. "We will do nothing of the sort." Marie told her husband that if he had engaged the family's word to work for the Astorians, they would do it. Stealing $200 was not an option. Pierre's anger, amplified by the liquor, rose and he attacked and struck his wife. Peltier's book, which is one of the sources for this story, doesn't give the details of this blow, whether it was a slap, or a punch, or what. In any case, Marie responded by grabbing a club and knocking Pierre unconscious. While he lay there, she gathered all her necessities, collected the couple's two young sons, seized what was left of the $200 for safekeeping, and walked out. When Pierre woke up, all by himself in a cold and empty house, he found his options sharply reduced. So apparently he decided to go ahead and honor his promise after all. I mean, what else was he going to do? He'd got nothing else to do. No $200, no family. Might as well make an honest man of myself. So he decided to go ahead and do it, and meet up with the party on schedule. Meanwhile, Marie, with the couple's two toddlers, 4-year-old Baptiste and 2-year-old Paul, lurked in the bushes watching. Once she determined that Pierre was going to honor his promise, she reappeared and calmly resumed her wifely role as if nothing had happened. One thing would never be the same again, though. As Gulick puts it, there is no record that Pierre Dorion ever attempted to beat his wife again. Marie Dorion's many and harrowing experiences on the trek to Oregon and after will have to wait for a future column. By the way, there's a writer from Eastern Oregon named Jane Kirkpatrick who's written 3 novels about Marie Dorion's life. These are historical novels, so they're not history. They're called the Tender Ties Historical Series. I haven't read them, but I hear good things about them. That's it for today. You've been listening to an archive column from the Offbeat Oregon History newspaper column. If you'd like more, there's a couple dozen more of these audio podcasts on iTunes. They'll pop right up if you do a search for Oregon History under podcasts. If you're in a reading mood, maybe like to look at some pictures, there's hundreds of columns in that form going back to 2008 on our website, offbeatoregon.com. On the website, you can browse through them and subscribe to this podcast if you'd like to, or its text equivalent so that they'll automatically be delivered straight to your smartphone via RSS. And you'll also find links to the Offbeat Oregon Facebook page and Twitter feed so you can join the conversation. The website is also where you'll find full details of the sources for this column, which include books by Bill Gulick and Jerome Pelletier. Perhaps he pronounces it Pelletier. I'm not sure. Our theme music is a track called The Old Man's Waltz, performed by the Atlas String Band and written by Carmen Ficarra. All the columns are covered under Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license. Details are at offbeatoregon.com/cc. If you're ever up in Corvallis, drop me a line. I love geeking out with fellow history buffs, especially over good coffee or Irish stout. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. And one more thing. My book just came out on June 5th, and if you like this column, chances are pretty good you'll like it. It's called Wicked Portland, The Wild and Lusty Underworld of a Frontier Seaport Town, and I'd like to invite you to check it out. The webpage is up, wicked-portland.com. Your local library will probably be eventually getting a copy, and if they don't, you might suggest they get one. Anyway, if you do take a look at it, let me know what you think. That's all I've got for you today. So thanks a lot, and have a great day.